הקצה משודרת מבית האוזן השלישית. בית למוזיקה ולתרבות קצה. אתם עכשיו על הקצה.
הקצה. הקצה. הסאונד האלטרנטיבי של ישראל.
ועכשיו ברדיו הקצה, בארץ הדברים האחרונים, עם אפרת כץ.
Sunlight that brings us home. Forced to find Son, you are too late now. Train already came. Waiting out the rain now, waiting for that sun. Waiting on a train that's already.
Thank you. will be too small, and I'll go outside to the huge hillside where the wild winds blow and the cold stars shine. I'll put my foot on the living road and be carried from here to the heart of the world. I'll be strong as a ship and wise as a whale, and I'll say the three words that will save us all, and I'll say the three words that will save us all. Soon the space will be too small, and I'll laugh so hard that the walls cave in. Then I'll die three times and be born again in a little box with a golden key and a flying fish will set me free. Soon the space will be too small, all my veins and bones will be burned to dust. You can throw me into a black iron pot and my dust will tell what my flesh will. And I'll go outside, and I'll go outside. And I'll go out.
Got it all, figured. standing on an embankment. I'm very high up. I'm looking down on a landscape. On a vast landscape. It's all dry.
It's a scene that one would never see or never has seen in one's life.
It looks like the moon because it's all dried up. It's a very funny red. It's like the moon.
It was the atmosphere. It was the air, the freshness of it all. And as I looked, I could see the mountains. They seemed to be around me and yet far from me, as though I was somewhere that was so high and so very fresh, a freshness that I've never felt before. It seemed to be in a foreign country.
And in the distance, a black cliff. A big, towering black cliff.
The scene is always sort of rather grey and dark, rather misty.
And then the sun began to come up over the mountain. So the sun began to rise. And instead of being mist and fog, there was a most glorious sunshine and a beautiful sea.
And I saw this very deep blue sky, and these beautiful white clouds. They weren't rain clouds. Beautiful white clouds were mounting and mounting and mounting. And that was the whole scenery.
It's a scene that one would never see or never has seen in one's life.
I can remember great big blue feeling of clouds, blue sky and clouds.
I went over lots of fields of things I seem to remember. Lots of fields of things.
And there was a very deep blue sea.
I could hear this voice. This woman singing. I couldn't hear what she was singing. It was a foreign voice. But her words were clear, although I couldn't speak the language that she was singing. Her words were clear. I knew that I was somewhere foreign. Seemed to be in a foreign country.
It looks like the moon because it's all dried up. It's a very funny red.
Getting hazier and hazier.
It's the colour of earth, but the red is kind of a terracotta red. The whole of this landscape, the whole of this surface of the land is broken up and dried up like a riverbed, as though it's made of clay. All of it is cracked. It's just like the moon. It's all dried up and cracked into hundreds and thousands of cracks and holes. It's like the moon. It's red. The whole of the surface of this land is red.
Getting hazier and hazier.
The colour of clay, I suppose. Yes, it's the colour of clay, and it's all broken and cracked over, rather like a clay pot or something like this. And the sun has dried the whole of this surface. It's just like the moon. And in the distance, a black cliff. Big towering black cliff.
And I looked into the distance, and as I looked, so the sun began to rise, began to come up over the mountain. Glorious sunshine And I looked into the distance.
And I could hear this voice, this woman singing. I couldn't hear what she was singing. It was a foreign voice. I knew that I was somewhere foreign. It seemed to be in a foreign country. And I saw this very deep blue sky. This very deep blue sky. And there was a very deep blue sea.
עד כאן בארץ הדברים האחרונים עם אפרת כץ.